Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. An Indiana advocate is calling on the General Assembly to create legislation to help reduce underage drinking. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith has more.
Indiana Coalition to Reduce Underage Drinking Director Lisa Hutchinson says Indiana must change the way it's trying to combat the issue.
While a mock car crash might be an interesting thing to have at a high school, it's not evidence-based, and we know that it doesn't change anyone's behavior.
Hutchinson is looking for more substantial reforms, including raising the alcohol tax and instituting a social host law. Social host laws are those that punish adults who knowingly allow underage drinking on their property. Senate Minority Leader Vi Simpson says the social host law is a possibility, but raising the alcohol tax is less likely. Simpson says, like many other legislators, she doesn't like to try to change people's behavior through the tax code, but does see benefits to additional revenue the tax increase would bring.
We're talking about, you know, a couple of pennies on a can of beer, then I think it probably is something that needs to be on the table.
Simpson says any discussion of raising the alcohol tax will likely have to wait until the 2013 legislative session when the budget is on the agenda. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A new government report says the adult smoking rate continues to decline, though the trend is weaker than hoped. Dr. Thomas Frieden at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a 2% drop in the number of smokers over the last 5 years isn't good enough.
We're talking about preventing more than a million deaths because of that decline. On the other hand, that decline was very gradual. It was much slower in terms of the rate of decline than previous declines.
3 million fewer adults were smoking last year than were in 2005. A world spotlight will be on Franciscan St. Francis Health, Indianapolis today, the setting for the BBC radio show World Have Your Say. The program will follow at medical staff members around their hospital and discuss health care issues. You can hear the program today from 1 to 2 p.m. on 90.1 FM, WFYI. While in Indianapolis, the show this week has also visited the Rib America Fest and an offender reentry and educational center. An 11-year-old Martinsville boy accused of murder and the death of his 6-year-old brother told investigators he didn't know a .22-caliber rifle was loaded when he pulled the trigger and shot the younger boy in the head. The boy made the claim in videotape questioning played in the juvenile fact-finding hearing to determine if he is guilty of murder or reckless homicide in the June 30th death of Andrew Fry. His former stepfather testified that he had trained the older boy, now 12, how to handle guns safely, but not specifically on the bolt-action rifle used in the shooting. An Amish community is in mourning. Two girls killed were in their horse-drawn carriage collided with an SUV on a rural road in Elkhart County. Three of their siblings remain hospitalized, two in critical condition. Police say the 10-year-old driver of the cart pulled into the path of an SUV. Police say there is no law restricting what age children must be to operate horse-drawn vehicles along Indiana roadways. Many Hoosier businesses are still trying to figure out the full impact of health care reform. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
The head of an Indiana-based professional services organization says there is a mood of continuing uncertainty surrounding the impact the Affordable Health Care Act will have on businesses. WorkSmart Systems President Matt Thomas says many small to mid-sized companies are not sure what will happen by the time the law takes full effect in 2014 because several issues have been left up to federal agencies, including the Department of Labor and IRS. He says many employers are already dealing with increased costs.
And premium, increased legal costs to try to figure out what they have to do, you know, 2010 to 2014. So if we're seeing increased cost in the insurance premiums that we're paying, that's going to affect everybody. And from a scale standpoint, probably affects the smaller business more than anybody.
He made the comments during a recent appearance on Inside Indiana Business Television. The state's Interim Study Committee on Employment Issues meets today to discuss the possibility of updating the law dealing with union-exclusive language in contracts for public projects. Several groups are slated to testify during the hearing, including the Associated Builders and Contractors of Indiana and the Indiana Association of Cities and Towns. An Oklahoma-based frozen yogurt chain is planning to expand in Indiana. Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt says it intends to have 15 stores throughout the state in 2012. It currently has locations in Carmel, Fishers, Avon, and Evansville. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, kelley.iu.edu.
First Person is a new point of view. First Person Benefit Advisors looks at employee benefits differently, with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
The state says August revenues were $12 million ahead of projections and about $40 million higher than the same period last year. Here's Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
The positive report is being tempered by the anticipation of a weaker national economy. State Budget Agency Director Adam Horst says corporate income tax collections missed projections for August, and riverboat tax collections were also low. Horst says revenues could fall by several hundred million dollars based on lower national predictions. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana University says it has deals to lower the cost of digital textbooks for students on all campuses. The agreements give students access to digital or printed copies and uninterrupted access to all e-texts during their academic careers at IU. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather. Today, cloudy and breezy, a 50% chance of showers with a high of 65. Tonight through Friday, a chance of rain, overnight low 56, highs tomorrow and Friday 68, and a slight chance of showers for the weekend with highs Saturday and Sunday near 77. Right now it's cloudy and 57 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is coming up on 8:38 now here at WFYI, and as you know, the Colts have decided not to use former Ohio State coach Jim Tressel as their replay consultant until the seventh game of the season. NFL Commissioner...